Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking summertime heat and its impact on your bull in just a moment.
The promise made more than 20 years ago continues today. The commitment of Oklahoma's oil and natural gas industry to clean up the remnants of abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to cleaning up the remains of decades-old abandoned well sites. And while we are proud of our progress, our job is not finished. Oklahomans who work, play, and live in the land we call home have a right to the beauty and productivity they can take pride in once again. It's our foundation and pledge to future generations. OERB is proud to serve our neighbors in our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Temperatures upper 80s, low 90s, and it's not even officially summertime as of yet. Short-term heat stress as we get into the summer season can cause long-term consequences in bull fertility, which will reduce performance and the overall health of your bull. Extension feedlot specialist Chris Reinhardt says this is very important that you get some shade up over your bulls in order to lower their heat stress.
In our part of the world, central United States in general, we're going to get into the warm temperatures, and the further east you go, the higher the humidity is. And what we like to define heat stress in general, it's not just necessarily about high temperatures, but it's when the temperatures climb, humidity climbs, the wind dies down, which it can do in our part of the world, but then also when we have a lot of solar radiation as well. And so the combination of those four critical elements can create a tremendous amount of heat load on cattle.
As for the best location to provide shade during the summertime months,
I would prefer the shade be closer to the bunk. During the heat of the day, I've worked with several producers, and they've got shade a long way from the bunk. And if cattle have to get heated up to go eat feed, they may just choose to skip a meal or two. And so if we can put shade close to the bunk, cattle will snack all throughout the day, go back, return quickly to the shade, go back to a loafing area. Now, the critical element is you've got to have a nice, clean, dry area in that loafing area where you put that shade. And so that's why typically we like the bunk to be in or very near the highest area of a feeding pen. And so the water will drain away and cattle have a comfortable place to lay down.
Reinhardt says that keeping up maintenance on the shade will be up to how much you want to actually put in to the project.
Once a producer commits to building shade, what's the design? What are the materials? How much do I need to invest? And unfortunately, it's like everything else in life. We will return, for the most part, what we put into it. And so if we spend a little more up front, it'll require less maintenance long term. It'll last longer. It'll stand up to some severe weather, things of that nature. You can build very affordable shades, which provide essentially the same shade benefit using shade cloth and some other materials. Unfortunately, they're not as robust and will not stand up to some of our severe weather, especially summer weather. And so we'll get out of it what we put into it.
Talking about the need for shade, if you've got some of your herd bulls in a dry lot situation, Dr. Chris Reinhardt. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, it's the Chris Black Cream of the Crop female and bull sale coming up on Saturday, June 11th at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 450 fall bred heifers and 30 bulls. Chris has got one of the top reputation herds in the country for productive, successful genetics. For more information, go to www.blackherfordranch.com or give them a call, 580-309-0711. The Chris Black Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 11th.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.